Cancer. The fourth sign of the zodiac, ruled by the moon, and the ruler of the fourth house. The first step to understanding what a sign may mean, how it works, is knowing its element and modality. Combining to form one of the most important building blocks of astrology are the elements and the modalities. Each sign of the zodiac belongs to one of the four elements, fire, earth, air and water, and one of the three modalities, otherwise known as the quadruplicities or qualities, cardinal, fixed, and mutable. In this way, each sign of the zodiac is unique. No two water signs are fixed, nor any two earth signs, cardinal, and so on. I like to think of the elements as vital forces or energetic principles, and the modalities as means or channels through which those energetic principles are expressed. Cancer is a water sign and its modality is cardinal. All water signs share a similar instinct to nurture, protect, and provide. Water needs to be contained, otherwise it would spread everywhere. Likewise, the water signs require something solid to support them. Otherwise, they'd be all over the place, at the mercy of their fears and hopes and imaginings. For water signs, feelings are preeminent. In order to respond to a situation, they must first acknowledge how they feel about it. And here we encounter our first conundrum with Cancer. It has all the insecurities, sensitivities, and responsiveness of water, but it belongs to the cardinal family. And the cardinal signs are astrology's movers and shakers. Thus, Cancer, regardless of its fluid, reserved, reflective, and cautious nature, is nonetheless highly motivated, ambitious, and influential. The next thing we need to know is that Cancer is ruled by the moon, the inconstant moon that nightly changes in her orb, which is why Cancerians can be moody and difficult to fathom. When hurt, the Cancerian, like the sea creature itself, retreats into his or her shell and won't come out until he or she feels safe. Nor will they explain to others why they feel hurt. In this way, Cancerians are the kings and queens, princes and princesses of the passive-aggressive sideways snipe. Now, most of these statements apply to people born when the sun is in Cancer. But of course, any planet or point can be in this sign and will thus be expressed in a Cancerian way. Planets and points will take on the mantle of the sign of Cancer. Now, we'll come back to this later. For now, I'd like to explore a little bit more about the nature of the celestial crab. Real crabs have pincers, and they acquire the objects of their desires by a pincer movement. Celestial crabs are no different. They approach situations in a roundabout way, never revealing their true intentions. And if you tread on them, they'll give you a very, very nasty nip. Given that some of the keyword principles of Cancer are nurture, protection, and provision, when we look at careers or activities which resonate with Cancer, we find nursing, midwifery, hospitality, history, home services, childcare, care for the elderly, catering, antiques, collecting, writing, sailing, and all things to do with sea and water life. Some standout members of Team Cancer are Meryl Streep, Marcel Proust, he of Remembrance of Things Past, Richard Branson, Anthony Bourdain, Henry VIII, Harrison Ford, and Princess Diana. Countries, of course, also have nativities. The United States is a Sun Cancer country, with its birthday on the 4th of July. Unlike some countries whose nationals talk about the fatherland, to Americans, their country is the homeland. Homeland security, and all that. Scotland is another Cancer country, characterised by its clans, its tribes. Cancer rules the fourth house of the horoscope, one of the four angular houses of the horoscope. The other angular houses are the first, the seventh, and the tenth. And these are the dynamic and influential sectors of a horoscope. The fourth house is designated the area of home and family and the beginning and end of life. Here we see the family roots and the experience of childhood and the parents, most often the father. However, it's a misnomer that all Cancerians love their family and long to become parents. It's also a misnomer that all fourth house sons are preoccupied with home and family. Lots of them don't like their family and have no inclination to procreate. However, the instinct to go home, to hunker down when faced with the harsh realities of the world, and to treat friends as family is common to all crabs. They love their home and, like the hermit crab, create a home wherever they find themselves. Incidentally, because the beginning of the fourth house, the cusp of the fourth house, is demarcated by the IC, the Imam Kohli, and the opposite point to the midheaven, the MC, I see the fourth house as where you've come from, the foundations of your existence, your heritage, and the tenth house is where you're going, who you're striving to become, what you make of yourself, what you go out into the world and achieve. In the same way, the planets and points in Cancer express themselves in a Cancerian way. Planets occupying the fourth house of the horoscope have their focus in fourth house activities and interests. They take on the mantle of the fourth house, any and all of those things I listed earlier. The sun in Libra in the fourth house, while retaining all the characteristics of fair and balanced Libra, will nonetheless have some or all the qualities of Cancer and the fourth house. This is an individual who values his or her privacy and requires stability and security to function at best. This placement does present something of a quandary because Libra is an intensely sociable, outgoing sign, while a fourth house sun is more inward looking and can be quite the home bunny, even somewhat reclusive. A fourth house sun Libran, therefore, may be a social star, charming and engaging in company, but only periodically. He or she needs to retreat to the comfort and quietude of the home base to replenish and reboot. The moon in Virgo in the fourth house retains all the qualities of Virgo. This is a self-contained, emotionally restrained moon, yet it finds comfort and expression in fourth house activities and interests, those things I mentioned earlier. A fourth house moon in Virgo may be extremely attached to one or both parents, and since Virgo is the caretaker of the zodiac, a person with this combination may well feel responsible for his parents and end up looking after them in their later years. Oh, and by the way, being attached to the parents and feeling responsible for them doesn't necessarily mean they have a wonderful relationship with them. A need to belong is typical of a fourth house moon. And while security and stability are key, individuals with this placement may move home many times during their life, or they may experience constant changes, fluctuations in domestic and family circumstances. Remember the inconstant moon. A fourth house moon person is often deeply interested in his or her ancestry and may become the curator of the family history, collecting photographs and memoirs and memorabilia. The lower hemisphere of the horoscope, which includes the fourth house, represents the part of the zodiac which is hidden from the light of the sun. It is the more introverted half of the natal chart. So even an Aries Mars, which is about the most assertive, fearless, go-getting, domineering Mars you can get, will have its actions muted in the fourth house, and its energy and drive will be funneled into fourth house activities and interests. Similarly, Mars in Cancer is not an in-your-face Mars. The individual with Mars in Cancer tends to be defensive and protective, both of itself and others. This is a Mars that finds its properties best suited for caring for others, for being creative and procreative. This is a domesticated, home-loving Mars. People with Mars in Cancer can be terrific cooks, very hospitable and maternal, or more usually, matriarchal. Mars in Cancer in the ninth house, for instance, while retaining all the aforementioned qualities of Cancer, may also seek fulfillment in things of a ninth house nature, academia, religious or legal matters. Someone with a Mars in Cancer in the ninth house may be a great globetrotter, an explorer, writer, publisher, or documentary maker. So, as you can see from this cookbook catalogue of all things Cancerian, far from being a weak and introverted sign, it is complex, but it is giving, achieving, and highly motivated. Here we find cardinality working through the water element. Cancer may be a feminine sign, a so-called negative sign, but these are astrological categories and have nothing to do with its nature. The celestial crab, like the crab in nature, is a tough and tenacious creature. It sets its sights on specific goals and doesn't give in or give up until it gets there. Never, ever underestimate the sun sign, nor any planets placed in the sign of Cancer. They get where they're going, even if it takes a lifetime, and they'll never, ever forget a kindness or a hurt sustained along the way. Thank you for listening.